L, and here we are. We're live. Vaughn!
How you doing?
I'm great, dude. I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. I like, you know, we just kind of jump right in with the voice notes, and we've been chatting for a minute, but welcome, and I'm excited about this one because you're an LA native.
I am, born and raised.
Yeah, you know, and so am I, and there's a lot of overlap with our story, and what I'm really curious about, you know, because we could talk all day and we, you know, but I would love to know your timeline from how did you get here? Literally and figuratively, you know?
So literally I came from Santa Monica.
Yes.
Which is not something I ever thought I would say, that I live in Santa Monica.
It's wild.
Right? Because yeah. That is not where I grew up.
Yeah.
So I grew up like LA, not too far from here. Always kind of like mid city ish. Spent the majority of my youth in like the Baldwin Hills area.
Right.
La Brea and Coliseum.
Yeah.
To be specific. Grew up in the Village Green, which I loved. And before that, we lived.
Village Green?
Yeah.
That's where my grandfather lived.
Oh, really?
I did not know that. Yeah.
I was Court One in the Village Green. And
that's wild.
And before that, we had a place off of Cloverdale, like kind of like off of like Pico-ish.
Okay.
Went to Baldwin Hills Elementary. And then went to Palms for 7th and 8th grade, and then went to private school after that.
Yeah.
So in 9th grade, I went to Harvard-Westlake and spent 9th through 12th there.
Okay.
And for college, I left L.A. primarily because I knew that, like, I love L.A., and I knew I loved L.A. back then.
Yeah.
But I knew that L.A. had such a strong pull.
Yeah.
And if I didn't leave, then I'd never leave.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and
I get it.
And so I went about as far away as you could go. I went to New York.
Yeah.
And I did college in New York, 97-01.
Okay.
Which I'm so thankful. That was such a magical time.
Yeah. That was good New York back then.
It was a great time.
Yeah. That was like prime.
Yeah.
Especially as like an LA black dude.
Yeah, and as a music guy,
yeah.
Like being in New York at the time, at that time was really special.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, and I graduated May of 01, so I graduated right before 9/11. Right, so I experienced pre-9/11 New York.
Wow.
As a young man.
Yeah.
So I'm very fortunate.
For sure.
And I think I've had this very good fortune of being in places at special times. In my opinion, they're special times. No, maybe to the outside world, they don't.
All that matters is for
but
you.
But for me, I feel like I've been so lucky to hit places when I did.
Yeah.
And so I came back to LA for a little bit. I planned on going back to New York, but then 9/11 happened. And so I ended up spending a lot of time in Brazil.
Yeah.
In the early 2000s.
Now, why Brazil?
So I was a language major. I studied Spanish and Portuguese when I was in college.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and I knew I wanted to travel, and I'm like, you know what? I can pick up a lot quickly, but language is one of those things where I'm just going to have to need it from the beginning.
Right.
It's really going to help me kind of do whatever I want to do.
Right.
And so let me study these essentially the two big languages in Central and South America.
Yeah.
I can go a lot of places with these.
For sure, yeah.
And so, yeah, I was in Brazil for some years, worked on a couple of music documentaries, did a lot down there, and so, but I always came back, right? I left LA, came back. Left LA, came back.
Yeah,
and so it's home.
And LA's good like that. LA's always like, all right, when you're ready.
Exactly. And I think what I realized after going and coming back, and I went to grad school in Philadelphia and came back, and LA is the lens through which I see the world. And, you know, for better and for worse, right? There are some there's some things that I didn't realize were unique to LA until I left LA. Right? Yeah. And it's like, oh, this isn't how it has to be. This is just the LA thing.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, that has, it's shaped me. I can't deny how much of an LA son I am.
Yes.
So, being someone who, like I said, grew up in LA and, now I live in Santa Monica, which I never thought I would.
Yeah.
I'm fully a West Side guy now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have to preface for folks that don't live in LA, like going from mid-city to Santa Monica is almost like going from living in LA and then all of a sudden now you live in Colorado.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, people get it confused with when it comes to like LA life. Like you have so many different distinct pockets in this city.
Yeah.
And they're real pockets.
And they are, they're very isolated.
100%.
You know, and it's very interesting how, you know, LA has a very interesting history of segregation.
Yes.
Right? And almost self-segregation, right? There was an enforcement, right, from the outside of where people were allowed to be. But after at a certain point, we've also decided, you know what? Like,
it's invisible walls.
I'm not going there.
Yeah.
And the West Side has always been one of those places.
Yeah.
Where folks like you and me didn't really go. I mean, there's obviously the history of places like Bruce's Beach and things like that where black people were excluded from it, right? But culturally, just like what people are into, what people do, the West Side is different. And I love it.
Yeah.
Now that I'm there, I've learned to love it and get to know it.
Yeah.
But it's not, the weather's different.
Literally. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, we were talking, it was yesterday, and it was like, wait, you. Your weather is not my weather right now.
No, it's very different.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I do love it. And I love the different pockets of LA and how distinct they are.
Yeah.
I love that it's LA's not just one thing. Right. And that different cultures and trends and things can exist and emerge and evolve independently of each other.
Yes.
And not kind of get absorbed into this like weird amalgam that isn't anything.
Yeah.
I really love that about Los Angeles.
I think that's the beautiful thing. It's one of my favorite things about the city, you know, and that was kind of why I was very interested in chatting with you, because knowing a little bit of your backstory, which is similar to mine, and it comes down to language, you know, and being able to speak multiple languages in the city.
Literally,
figuratively, you know, but it is. And I think that almost everything is a language, and it's an understanding, you know, it's fashion, and I think about ready to wear, which is a different language than couture, you know, and then in your world, it's understanding and being able to speak multiple languages. But then I've always kind of, it's tickled me knowing as black men in the city, being able to navigate through some of these different languages.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's rough because, at least for me, I feel like I've adapted and become accustomed to being a certain level of an outsider.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that, I've been able to pseudo thrive, you know? So it's like, even with fashion, it's like, I didn't jump into that the normal way. But nothing I've ever done with has been the normal way, you know, being a private school kid as well, but not really being a private school kid. But you know, I mean, I think that's the beauty of it. And I think that's also the underlying beauty of blackness in America, you know?
I mean, I think being black in LA and thriving, mm-hmm. right? However you want to. I don't want to make it just about money.
No,
I think
you can
thrive without making a ton of money.
Yeah.
But thriving, fundamentally, yes. in Los Angeles.
Finding joy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In who you are and what you're doing and the people that are around you.
Yeah.
You know, I think in Los Angeles in particular, there is a real value in, like you said, speaking multiple languages.
Yeah.
LA's a very interesting place in that sense. And I think one of the brilliant things I think my mother did for me was exposing me to a lot of different things and people and places so that I felt comfortable in different environments, but always knowing and having being grounded in who I am and who our family is and being very proud of that.
Yeah.
But being comfortable enough to be able to thrive in other environments, right? I think that was one of the really most important things my mother did. And she raised me as a single mom. But I'm eternally grateful for that in particular. Yeah. There's a ton of stuff I'm grateful for.
Right, right.
But it was so... It's so foundational, I think, to my... Not just professional success, but just like personal, emotional well-being.
Which is, I mean, especially as a creative, it's all connected.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's like you don't really turn off a switch.
No.
Which I think is a beautiful thing, but also something that other folks kind of take for granted, especially in this world of wellness, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, no, this is, it's all connected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the other thing too about being comfortable in different spaces is that there's an element of pattern recognition that I think is very valuable in general in life. Mm-hmm. And the ability to recognize commonalities, right?
Yeah.
In people, in places, that... And to me, I lump that under this umbrella of pattern recognition.
Okay.
And I think that's helped me a lot in my life.
Yeah.
Is being able to recognize patterns and kind of like extrapolate from them.
Yeah. Yeah.
LA, like I said, it's fundamental to who I am. I am an LA son.
I like that. I think that's where we wrap it up. I like that. LA son, two LA sons.
Exactly.
I like that. Yeah, man. Thanks for coming on.
Of course.
And like, let's wrap some more. And I mean, before we end, I appreciate LA natives that love the city, you know, and like it's a burden sometimes because we're constantly having to like rep the city.
You know, I think about Los Angeles a lot, and I came to a conclusion around how I think about the city.
Okay.
And maybe we can end this here.
Yeah.
Is that when you love someone, you love them for who they are. You don't resent them for who they're not.
Yeah.
And that's a healthy love.
Yeah.
That's a love that can last.
Yeah.
And I love LA for what it is.
Yes.
I don't hold it against it.
Okay.
For what it's not.
Yeah. All right. There it is. All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you.